Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Attorney General Merrick Garland facing critics on Capitol Hill today. He is expected to dispute claims that the DOJ is showing bias in its multiple investigations into former President Donald Trump.
Garland calling extremely dangerous recent social media posts by President Trump, claiming that agents who conducted the search for classified documents at Mar-a-Lago had plans to harm him. Even though the FBI intentionally conducted the search when Trump was not there, and agents followed the standard procedure for searches.
ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. On Monday, Dr. Anthony Fauci answered questions from a different congressional committee. He pushed back on allegations of a cover-up about the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Biden is today expected to sign an executive order. It's believed it will close the southern border when the number of migrant crossings at points of entry reach a certain number. Lawyers will today make opening statements in the federal gun case against President Biden's son, Hunter. This is ABC News. The man already charged in connection with several murders on Long Island, New York, more than a decade ago, may be facing new charges. Several reports saying that Rex Heuermann is going to be charged with the killing of a fifth woman. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The case had gone largely cold until Heuermann's arrest last July. Authorities said they linked him to the murders through his distinctive car and DNA lifted from pizza crust found in the garbage outside his office. Investigators dug up the backyard of the family home, searching for evidence, and recently returned without explanation. They also recently searched a wooded spot farther east on Long Island where human remains had previously been found.
India now in the middle of counting about 640 million ballots. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to get enough support for a third term. Soda brand Poppi, which makes its marketing and money off marketing drinks, is good for your gut health, facing a class action lawsuit. The suit says there aren't enough probiotics in there to make any difference at all. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore tells WISN-TV's Upfront the jury got it right.
You and I talked before the verdict was rendered, and I told you then that I was going to trust the justice system, trust the jury system. It's the only thing I know as an American.
Republican Brian Stiles says he's disappointed, but he thinks the convictions will be overturned on appeal. Meanwhile, Trump's son, Donald Jr., will campaign for Republican U.S. House candidate Tony Weed in the Green Bay area Tuesday night. That's according to a release from Weed's campaign. The former president is endorsing Weed in a three-way Republican primary against Roger Roth and Andre Jacques. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Eau Claire Police Department is looking for the public's help to identify a suspect in a strange robbery. According to a Facebook post, law enforcement authorities are looking for a suspect now dubbed the Brisket Bandit. The man is accused of breaking into the Northside victim's backyard overnight and stealing about 12 pounds of meat that the family was smoking overnight. A video of the encounter can be found on the Eau Claire Police Department's Facebook page. Anyone with information should contact authorities. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for the 2024 Learn to Hunt Deer program at Sandhill Wildlife Area. Applications will be accepted through July 1st. The program combines classroom instruction and hands-on field experience with a mentored hunt on thousands of acres of intensively managed wildlife habitat. This is open to young hunters aged 12 to 15, but adults 16 and up without previous experience hunting deer with a firearm may also apply. A chaperone must accompany all hunters. Registration for the program is $40. The dates for the workshop are August 21st, 23, and 24. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Darlene Yvonne Roberts, age 85, of Park Falls, died on Friday, May 24th at the Naples Health and Rehabilitation Center in Naples, Florida. She is survived by her three children, Michael Roberts of Park Falls, by Dawn Roberts of Baraboo, and by Michelle Tabor of Naples. Further survived by 13 grandchildren and by 10 great-grandchildren. A memorial service will be announced at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Darlene Yvonne Roberts, age 85, Park Falls. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association at this station.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water. And before we get to the weather, let's give you our key word. First one of the day here is drink, D-R-I-N-K, drink. It's a Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. It's underway right now. Every hour we give away Wisconsin Dells ticket packages, and each day some Brewer tickets, and at the end of the whole thing, all kinds of Scani summer vacations to Fort Atkinson and Lake Geneva and Door County. So all you have to do is just pay attention, get that keyword texted to us. If you don't have the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone, download it. It's free. It's very simple. It just lists all the Civic stations. You click on 98Q, text us the word drink. Got to do that this hour. We'll do this seven different times throughout the day. The next one, the 9 a.m. hour, but the 7 a.m. keyword is drink. Get it texted to us now.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. And there could be some locally heavy rain with these storms. Half inch to an inch or more of rain possible. That could lead to some localized flooding. So be aware of that here later today. 82 our high tonight, 54 tomorrow. Isolated storm 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
The Packers workouts continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding OTA voluntary practices today. Attendance has been nearly 95%, including veteran running back Josh Jacobs. Signed in free agency from the Raiders, Jacobs told me he started watching tape on quarterback Jordan Love after the Raiders played the Packers last season.
Man, I mean, the dude, man, I mean, for him to be as young as he is and to be playing at the type of level he is right now and only getting better, I think he's going to legit be the next superstar quarterback in this league. Obviously, I come in to see him every day, put in the work, and I, you know, all the little things behind the scenes. And I think that he has all the attributes to be able to do that, to keep being confident in himself and keep being confident in his players. He'll get everything he wants.
Baseball, the Brewers and the Phillies at it again tonight at Citizens Bank Park. The Crew losing last night to Philadelphia 3-1. Basketball, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo commits to playing for the Greek men's team in qualifying rounds for the Olympics. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
On the local sports scene, state golf, they got day one in yesterday, even though it was a bit wet around the state. Day one is complete. The Prentice golf team, for the first time ever, going as an entire team, and they carded a 181. Now, that puts them in eighth place, but they're only just a few shots away from moving up into the middle of the pack, so they're definitely not out of it. They were led by Matty Häkkinen. Matty Häkkinen carded a 38, and that is well, two shots off the pace. The best shot, best round of the day was 36. So Maddie led the way with a 38. Elijah Harding had a 44 for Prentice. Evan Lord with a 49. And Hagen Isaacson with a 50. And Jackson Isaacson with a 51 on the course. So Prentice sitting in eighth place, carding a 181. The Lakeland golf team currently sits in first place in Division II after round one, well, 18 holes anyway. They carded a 157. They have a six-shot lead over Edgerton. And Lakeland's Matt Haggart currently leads all golfers. He shot a 36 yesterday. Lakeland's Grayson Wagner, he carded a 39. Jack Rubo with a 40. Jeremy Henson with a 42. And the fifth golfer, Davis Cook, he carded a 45. So Lakeland in good position heading into day two of the state golf tournament. That's going on in Kohler. And the final 18 holes will be played today.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
This radio station.
This is 98Q Country.
It's easy to be observational when you're from somewhere like Alabama and you move out west. Everything kind of shows up to me, you know? Like, I own a bunch of popular clothes on accident. There's this big hipster movement going on that's going full circle right back to me that I never saw coming. Now, some of y'all will understand this. If you go to any coffee shop in any decent-sized city, the person serving you that latte these days is going to be wearing a whole lot of Carhartt. When I was growing up, Carhartt meant that you were real country, you know? Your dad might be a plumber. Y'all were into deer meat, you know? Math wasn't something you got excited about. Carhartt was different in the 90s. Now everybody's got it on, and it's mind-blowing. I got it for every Christmas. I mean, my whole life, and my dad would say the same thing every time. That right there is going to last you forever. Carhartt's famous because it doesn't shrink when you watch it. It doesn't hang on fences. But I mean, when you're 14, you don't want coveralls. My parents would be like, Derek, we'd like for you to get a girlfriend. And I had to tell my mom, y'all just bought me overalls. I drive dad's truck. You make my lunches. There's a rumor at school that I've got a family, Mom. I look like a working man. I do. Everybody thinks I'm punching in and out, you know?
And now, great moments in history.
June 4th, 1919. Approves the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, giving suffrage to women.
It's time for a vote. All those in favor of women's suffrage, say yay.
Yay.
Yay. The 19th Amendment is approved, granting women the right to vote.
What? I thought he said women's suffrage. I voted for women's suffrage.
He did. That's what suffrage means. It's the right to vote.
Oh, yeah, of course. I knew that.
This has been Great Moments in History.
This morning show just starts my day off.
He's a very strange young man.
98Q Country.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy, he kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. Pointed that hill out west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree.
98QCountry.com.
I was out taking shots, throwing down at the spot. Three sheets, just me and the guys. Every single Saturday night I was killing time, crushing cans, trying not to catch a tan. Cause I was under them neon lights every single Saturday night, yeah. Everybody knew they could find me there. And right out of the blue, right out of nowhere, out of nowhere. Baby, over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night. Walking out of church now, who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that would be my last single Saturday night, yeah, my last single Saturday night. And now when I'm out having a drink or two, if they see me, will they see you, cause girl, I got you by my side. Working on a white claw, shaking to a little, shook me all night long.
I'm here.
Pretty, the name of that one, 728, and a good Tuesday, 6-4 of 24. Have a flood watch, 1 o'clock today to 1 o'clock tomorrow. I think the weather folks just wanted to let us know there's a decent possibility of getting some heavy rain in a short amount of time, which could cause some issues with flooding on the roadways and other stuff, so just be aware of that, starting at 1 o'clock today. Two things. I'm going to put two things on your to-do list today, all right? You ready for this? I know you don't need more stuff to do. They're very simple. The first one is vote for our local track athlete, Autumn Mikulski. She's up for Athlete of the Week on wissports.net. That's a statewide network, very popular one that we use all the time. And go on there and vote for her for Athlete of the Week. There are five athletes that are competing for this title. And since we've been mentioning it this morning, she's almost in the lead. She was like 80, 90 votes down, and we talked about it a few times this morning. You guys are already on there. We're making it very easy for you to vote for Autumn. You can go to our 98Q Country Facebook page, the very first post there. There's a link just right there. And you don't, I don't think you have to create anything, a username. I'm not sure because I already have an account with them. But just go in there, vote. You can vote once a day, I think, from each device. So you can do it on your phone and do it on your computer. And she's in a hotly contested race with a athlete from Osceola right now. Like 30, 40 votes behind. And this is going to end in a couple of days. So if you could jump on there, especially you Shawamigan fans, and vote for Autumn. Well, we got two days and 6 hours. So what is today? So it ends Thursday, like Thursday noon or so, I think. So go on there, cast your votes. Let's, the first time I went on there, she was down quite a few votes. It's kind of hit social media a little bit now. And hopefully with the power of 98Q, the power of 98Q, hopefully we can make this a runaway for Autumn for this award. She's very deserving. So do that, please, today, 98Q Country Facebook page, or go directly to wissports.net if you're familiar with that site, and vote for Autumn. Vote for Autumn once, twice. Do it on your phone. Do it on your computer. I think you can do it on several different devices. So what is she at right now? She's at 750 right now, and the leading vote getter is 773. So we've closed the gap just in the last hour by quite a bit. We're at 752 now, thanks to you two people who did that. Our keyword for this hour is drink. We are doing a Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. What are we giving away? Well, every hour, there's Wisconsin Dells ticket prize packs that are being given away. Every day, there are Brewer Club level tickets being given away. And then when it's all said and done, every time you enter, each hour that you enter in the keyword, you're in for staycations at Fort Atkinson. There's a cottage on the lake there, which includes a pontoon boat. There's a Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores. There's a Door County stay with the Ridges Inn and suites and other things to go along with just the stays there. So it's very simple. We do this seven different times during the day this week, Monday through Friday, and next week. We just give you a keyword, and just text it to us, and you'll be in. So if you haven't downloaded that Civic Media app on your phone, do so. And click on 98Q text and put drink, D-R-I-N-K, the keyword. Now, when you do this, I'm going to tell you right now, when you put the keyword in there, you're going to get a text back confirming you know, whatever the legal stuff is on that. And you can also get additional entries in there by clicking on the link that's returned to you and answering a few questions. If you want to do that, fine. If not, just take your entry and, you know, be gone with yourself. So either way, you can get some additional entries in there too, if you want to. So pretty cool stuff. We'll do this again at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1, 3, and then Gray will sneak in the keyword before Brewer time at 5 o'clock this afternoon. But text that keyword to us, drink. And when we did this a couple of months ago, we had several local winners of Wisconsin Dells prizes and stuff. So pretty nice. Go to CompleteRainGutter.com. Complete Rain Gutter has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. CompleteRainGutter.com. That's it. That's all I got for you. I'm not going to give you any more to-do stuff today, all right? Vote for Autumn on the Wiz Sports on our 98Q Facebook page and text us those keywords. Everything else, all right, you take care of all that stuff. Today is National Cheese Day. I was thinking to myself, how can we celebrate on the radio National Cheese Day? And I was thinking, cheese, what song? Cheese, 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 cheese. And I thought, well, we got to play that old Packer classic, right? I'm a cheesehead, baby. The Pride of Wisconsin. So we're going to play that in just a little bit. Just want to prepare you emotionally because it's a little bit different. A little bit different song. What is this? A 93-year-old media tycoon, Rupert Murdoch. You've heard of him. He married for a fifth time a 67-year-old retired biologist. So Rupert Murdoch remarried. We're all happy for him. The Food and Drug Administration has issued a recall for some cucumbers that have possible salmonella contamination. So take a look at that if that's a concern to you. What else? Boy, the hype over Caitlin Clark continues in the WNBA, and it's a good thing. WNBA ratings are up. The money is going to follow. It already is following a little bit. But Caitlin Clark has come into the league as a she's done pretty well. She's on a team that's not very good, so it's kind of hard to gauge. But she's a pretty impressive player, and some of the veterans in the league are letting her know that you're not just going to walk in here and take over our league. And it's fun to see the blossoming of the WNBA, and everybody kind of knew it would have to take someone like Caitlin Clark or others to kind of bring it to the forefront, kind of like when Magic and Larry came into the league back in the late 70s, early 80s. The NBA went from just not a lot to all of a sudden everywhere. And this hopefully will do this for the WNBA. She certainly is fun to watch. I know when there's an Indiana Fever game on the TV, I'll stop. I'll watch because she'll pull up from anywhere across half court and let it fly. And there are other WNBA players that can make that shot, but her release is so quick. She has a very unique shot. Not a unique shot, but she has a shot that's hard to defend, whereas a lot of the other outside shooters in the WNBA have to have a second to, but she'll just, that thing will be gone. She'll be over half court, and when in the bucket it goes. She's fun to watch. A lot of fun. So that's what's going on. The Prentice golf team going to play another 18 today. They didn't have a horrible day yesterday, but it's very tight. I mean, from first to eighth, there's only, the leader has 156, Prentice has 181. So they're probably not going to win the title. But they have a chance to get up in that, you know, third, fourth place spot with a really good day today. They carded a 181 going through the individual stuff, which is not a surprise to me, messed up. Matti Häkkinen is carded a 38, and that's just two shots off the overall lead down in Kohler. So good luck to the Prentice golf team as they take to the course again today. Hopefully, I'm sure they battled some raindrops yesterday. I was watching the radar, and there was some rain down in that part of the state, and they may run into that again today. Hopefully, they'll be able to finish up. Let's find out what's going on. Twice an hour, news and sports update.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Attorney General Merrick Garland facing critics on Capitol Hill today. He is expected to dispute claims that the DOJ is showing bias in its multiple investigations into former President Donald Trump.
Garland calling extremely dangerous recent social media posts by President Trump, claiming that agents who conducted the search for classified documents at Mar-a-Lago had plans to harm him. Even though the FBI intentionally conducted the search when Trump was not there, and agents followed the standard procedure for searches.
ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. On Monday, Dr. Anthony Fauci answered questions from a different congressional committee. He pushed back on allegations of a cover-up about the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Biden is today expected to sign an executive order. It's believed it will close the southern border when the number of migrant crossings at points of entry reach a certain number. Lawyers will today make opening statements in the federal gun case against President Biden's son, Hunter. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The warden at the troubled state prison in Waupun is resigning. Randall Hepp is stepping down after a number of problems, such as a chronic lack of guards leading to lockdowns. Four inmates have died since last June, and there's an ongoing federal investigation. Several other prison employees have already resigned or been fired. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Republican Congressman Ryan Stile is downplaying the news.
Disappointing, to say the least. That said, I think at the end of the day, this conviction will be overturned by the appeals court in the appeals process.
Stile speaking with WYSN-TV's Upfront. Democrat Gwen Moore says she trusted the justice process to come to the right conclusion. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. An animal shelter has received a massive $25,000 donation thanks to a partnership with Miners Super One Foods. According to a Fox 21 report, the grocery chain's fundraising campaign ran from May 3rd to May 20th, with each store being allowed to choose a local shelter to donate to. It's the second time the campaign has partnered with Animal Allies for National Pet Month. Shelter officials say the donation comes at a perfect time, as they tend to take in more dogs and cats during the summer months. As invasive species spread throughout northwest Wisconsin, the DNR is sharing tips on how to avoid helping them. Local municipalities have taken to crop dusters and cutting down trees to prevent the spread of emerald ash borer and spongy moths, but residents can do simple things like cleaning dirt off their shoes after a hike, following state firewood rules, and properly cleaning their fishing and boating equipment. A guide for identifying invasive species can be found on the DNR website. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Homecoming with Reese Hoskins. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Reese Hoskins spent his first 7 years with the Phillies before signing with Milwaukee in free agency. It was Hoskins' first night back in Philadelphia. Fans gave him a standing ovation at the start of the game. Top of the seventh, he came to the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Hoskins deep left, and a homecoming for the ages for Reese Hoskins. It's 3-1. They were cheering him earlier, and now some boos, but mostly standing and clapping for Hoskins.
Hoskins' home run turned out to be the only scoring for the Brewers as they lost 3-1 to the Phillies. Hoskins on the welcome he received from the Phillies fans.
It's just what this fan base has done. Just overwhelmed with emotion there.
NFL Vikings making Justin Jefferson not only the highest paid wide receiver, but the highest paid player other than a quarterback. 4 years, $110 million guaranteed. OTAs continue this week for the Packers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And on the regional local scene, baseball regionals, sectionals, getting underway today. From the north, Solon Springs, Northwoods, and Washburn. They will play at 10 o'clock this morning, and that game going to be played in Bruce. Some of the other area games, the Medford baseball team, they come in as a number one seed. They'll take on Merrill today in sectional semifinal baseball. They play the semifinals today, and then the finals right away again following this afternoon. So teams looking to win two games today to move on to state. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
We've got a pretty crazy show on our hands here.
Every morning, yes.
Laughs all morning.
We'll laugh.
Music all day.
98Q Country.
country.
And in honor of National Cheese Day today, if Joel hits the right button, we'll get the right song. In honor of National Cheese Day, we got to play the Cheesehead Baby song.
Traffic's kinda heavy, bratwurst on the brain. Tailgate with my Chevy, the freeway's frozen hard. Covered by a blizzard, corn cobs cooking, and cows in the barnyard. Past the 12 gauge, heat up a chili dog. Broken down John Deere, just call me Boss Hog. The tundra sits on a field, just west of Green Bay. Handful of no dough, we never sleep on Sunday. Reading all the signs, the pack is really bad, and everyone is proud. Down at the local burger shack, go retrieve a beer from the tapper. Johnsonville Brat, go visit the crapper. So take your shirt off when it's 20 below. Sitting in the end zone, cheering, go Pack, go. Yo, go. Hush up. Oh. Channel 2 News at a blowout at Lambeau. Always look good on Monday Night Football. Tickets sold out past the year 2000. Cheeseheads don't care. We got a yellow jet to follow them. The gold and the green. If you know what I mean. With the Super Bowl dreams of taking out all teams. The fans up here like it colder. Drinking lots of brewski.
And puking in the bleachers.
National Cheese Day. Hope it's a Gouda one for you.
Wake up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day.
98Q Country.
That was pretty bad, wasn't it? All right. Keyword is drink. D-R-I-N-K for the 7 o'clock hour. And our Scotty summer staycation. Text to win.
I didn't know.
thought.
Country. Go on that 98Q Country Facebook page and click on the link and vote for Autumn Mikulski for the WIS Sports Athlete of the Week. I think it's technically called the Our School Today Athlete of the Week. There's five athletes that did just some exceptional things this past week. But we're trying to get our Shawamigan athlete, Autumn Mikulski, number one on that. She's almost leading. She was down about 100 votes when we started chatting about this morning. So you guys and gals have done a great job of jumping on there. What are we at now? Nine votes behind, I think, right now. So put it on your to-do list today, tomorrow, and Thursday. I think the voting ends like noon on Thursday. Go on your computer. I think you can go on your phone and vote again if you want. Easiest way to do it, you can go to wissports.net, but 98Q Country Facebook page, there's a link right there. You see Autumn's photo, you can just click on there and cast your vote. It's very simple. It doesn't take much at all. It's a very simple thing. So let's continue to spike those votes and get Autumn that award. That'd be pretty cool. And the keyword, again, for our Scotty Summer Text to Win getaway is drink. We'll have another one coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, but this word will expire in about 9 minutes at the top of the hour. All kinds of fun summer things to do in the state of Wisconsin. We're going to try to get you there with some free tickets and free stays and stuff like that. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream is a great place to go to get all your plants and stuff for your yard, whether it's perennial, annual, hanging basket, whatever it may be. And they got a nice selection of ice cream there, too. You can enjoy on the butterfly little patio out there. Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, one of our featured businesses of the month. Our library continues to do some pretty cool things. Coming up on Thursday, the Circus Science Spectacular on Thursday. Circus and science collide as you will learn about concepts like force and motion, simple machines, chemical reactions, and much more. And it's an entertaining and educational program. It's made possible through a sponsorship from Northwoods Community Credit Union. So take the family down there this Thursday morning, June 6th at 10:30 a.m. And that is at the Park Falls Public Library. Community reminder for you from 98Q Country.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Dad's the star this June at Leisure City at Woodruff, Wisconsin. Elevate his game with 25% off all grilling accessories by Sabre, excluding grills. Treat Dad to that premium grill flavor only a Sabre grill offers. Leisure City has everything to transform your backyard into a vacation oasis. Premium patio furniture, hot tubs, saunas, and much more. Join Big G Saturday, June 8th, when 98Q Country will be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's all happening during the Customer Appreciation Brat and Hot Dog Cookout. Get Dad ready to grill with a new Sabre grill and 25% off grilling accessories. Leisure City, your backyard headquarters of the North on Highway 51 North in Woodruff, Wisconsin.
Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many others. These brands mean big savings because some products offer as low as 0% up to 84 months. Let me repeat that.
Some products offer 0% up to 84 months.
Quality equipment, parts, service, weekly local deliveries. Nemeth Implement keeps you running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the showroom in Stetsonville, south of Medford on Highway 13.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon into this evening. And there could be some locally heavy rain with these storms. Half inch to an inch or more of rain possible. That could lead to some localized flooding. So be aware of that here later today. 82 our high tonight, 54 tomorrow. Isolated storm 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Crank it up. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.